demanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, August 21st. And we're here with you. Yo.
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 It's hard to hear. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you just have to raise it. That's all. We raised the levels here a little bit. So.
Yeah, you guys are always messing
can
with
you
my
hear
mic.
Can you hear now?
I can.
Wonderful. Well, we don't want you to have difficulties right at the beginning of the show. So we'll accommodate you whatever we have to do.
I feel like you're doing it on purpose. Like,
yeah.
A lot. I'm like, what's going on?
I know.
Joke on Bridgetta.
I'm trying to make it harder for you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, because it would be entertaining, right?
Yeah, of course, for you.
Yeah.
To watch me, like, fiddle and be like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, yeah, I truly enjoy that.
Thanks. Haas appreciates it.
Yeah. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I went to the gym this morning, and so that's awesome sauce, and I just have a long day today, so.
What time do you go to the gym in the morning? Like 7 or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I get up at like 7-ish, take care of like things I gotta do in the house, get out the door, and then get back at like 9, shower as quick as I can, and
it's
here.
Cool, so you can take your time. You're not like directly from bed to work, you know, it's a pretty good thing. I wish I could do that, you know, but I go to sleep so late, like 2:30.
There's
no way I can get up at 7.
I can't. I don't go out anymore. So, like, I get bored. I'm like, what's there to do? Watch a bunch of shit TV.
Yeah.
No, thanks. But I will say that I am halfway through book 2 on
50 Shades of Grey,
book 2.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's good. It's getting better and better. But I'm starting to understand those types of men now.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense. Yes. It's
what do you mean those types of men?
Well, the men that are, I found that like men that own certain, like, you know, their companies that are pretty big or they do pretty well for themselves, they're more controlling.
Mm.
So you learn a little bit more about it.
Oh, I see.
It's
okay.
Just how to handle it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he feels he needs to be controlling.
Well, they just are in general. Mm. I mean, to be a successful business person, you're controlling and running an entire corporation of a lot of people. So naturally, you're a natural leader and you are that way. It's just how do you handle yourself in relationships? So that's what's interesting. And
is he controlling the whole relationship in the book?
In ways, yes.
Yeah.
In ways. But she's starting to snap back, so it's pretty
really?
Cool. Yeah. I'm like, this is so funny because it so reminds me of me in ways. But I'm like, okay. But you know what I discovered actually this morning? I know I have commitment issues, but I really have major commitment issues.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my friend is like...
So it occurred to you this morning?
Yeah, but it's not in like... complete like relationships. If I really, really care about someone, then like you can ease me into it and then I'm fine. That's not it. It's everywhere else in my life.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting because my girlfriend's trying to get me to do something for her this weekend and I can't commit to it. She's asked me for over a week and I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm doing on Saturday. I don't know. Right. I can't do it. She's like, why? I really need your help. And I'm like, what, I might go up to this class up north and then I might not do it. Maybe I have other plans. I don't know. I can't think that far ahead. I mean, I just can't make plans.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me. Cause like I'm that person where I'm like, what if something else comes along that's better?
Right. Exactly. But that sucks.
Then,
you know, I used to have, my brother used to pull this on me.
But
I still
it.
Hate him for it.
I can't help it. I can't. Like, I'm a very spur of the moment. I don't like to be tied down. It freaks me out. I like literally get
and
freaked
out. And to have
out.
To do things that you don't like to do, right?
Right. Like even the fact that I know, like, you know, like that class I was taking, like I paid for the class.
Mm-hmm.
I would start to think about how I have to be there all day. And it would freak me out.
Really?
And I would be like, I don't want to be there all day.
Wow.
I'm missing this and I'm missing that. In reality, I'm not missing anything. It's
right.
The same shit every day.
Right.
But I get so freaked out of the commitment of one day that I like go insane.
Yeah.
Like I can't, I don't know. It's like, oh my God, I can't do this.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. And she's let's go back and figure this out. And so we started like going through this morning and trying to figure out where it came from.
Right.
And what I've come up with is when I was younger, everything that I've always like really cared about was ripped away from me. Like, yeah. So, because my parents were crazy control freaks. And they would like, you know, if it was dance, then they ripped it away. As soon as I started to love something too much, they just, no, you can't go anymore. And they would be like, but they didn't understand like how much I care or how much it meant to me or I held on to it. So then,
but you don't have to be very smart to figure it out. You know what I mean? Yeah. If your daughter loves the dance, you know.
Whatever.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's how it was. And then when I was in, like, you know, theater forever, and, like, it was the last year our theater was closing down, and I was in, I got the lead in the play, and we used to travel all up and down the East Coast. It was a traveling group, so I used to perform for schools.
Right.
And it was great because I got out of school to go on this traveling group and perform up and down the East Coast. I mean, all the way up to Vermont.
Yeah, you loved that, I'm sure.
Loved it.
Yeah.
And my parents ripped me away from it the last year, and then the theater closed down for good, never reopened. And I was with the theater for, like, 6 years.
Right.
So it was the last show that closed the theater down. They ripped me out of it in the middle of the play.
Wow.
So, you know, I started thinking, like, oh, my God. And then I started thinking, like, my car, they took that away. Like, all these things. And I'm like, oh, that's what it is. Yeah. I can't make a commitment anymore, I guess. It comes from there because I'm just, why?
Because you feel your life is not stable, unpredictable,
it's gonna be,
maybe.
It's going to be taken away
right.
by something else. So now it's subconsciously, I deliberately don't want to go because I don't want to commit to it. Because if I really like it, and then it's going to be taken away, so whatever.
Wow.
I know, which is stupid because now I'm in control of my own life.
Yeah.
Back then I wasn't, but it's like a whole new way, at least I realize it.
Yeah.
But it's like a whole new way of learning and trying to figure that out now.
Right.
It's weird.
Wow. It's amazing how parents fuck us up, you know?
Right?
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because then sometimes I give too much in like a relationship. That's the part where I do too much, I think. And it's interesting because why do I do that there, but I can't commit? Like as soon as I start like working out every day, there's something that I'll do that I'm like, I can't go. Like I make up excuses. Like I don't want to know, whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But like with other things, I'm like, I do too much.
Mm.
And sometimes it's way too much. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you feel you're also rebellious because of that? Like because of your parents taking everything away from you? I mean, I would be like really pissed.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like really pissed all the time,
I
you know?
I guess. And, you know, like, yeah. And there's other instances where I think about where as soon as I cared about something or would do something important in my life, it was taken away. It wasn't by me, it was by some other force. So,
right.
Yeah, I start to think about it and I'm like, this is crazy. This is where it all stems from.
Yeah.
So how do I fix it? By making myself go? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, how could I make
doing
myself
it
sit
anyway?
Somewhere?
Yeah,
yeah but, yeah, I don't know. So I was like, well, shit, so should I, like, work for you this weekend and do it? She's like, I really need it. And I'm like, all right. I mean, and I get it's not her ploy. We're literally talking about it because she's a therapist.
Mm.
So I was like, all right, I guess I'll just work for you this weekend. I'll sit there and I'll do it. Oh, God, I'm committing to a time. But I was like, that's my Saturday. And what if I, like, if I don't take this class that will be all weekend up north? Because it's a class that I do want to take,
right.
Then I could be biking on the beach. I could be laying on the beach. But instead, I'm going to be stuck inside thinking about everybody else on the beach and everyone else having fun.
Well, you can go to the beach later or the next day.
That's psychotic,
you know?
But I do it.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I try to get out of things that I don't enjoy doing, you know, but sometimes you owe it to your friends and whatever, you know, family to help them out.
Yeah.
Because they help you out when you need it, you know, and it's probably the right thing to do. But yeah, I hate when people go like, well, I don't know what I'm doing Saturday, but if something better comes up.
I know, I'll because it's kind of whatever. I can't. Because as soon as I commit to something, then something better comes along. I know this. This always happens.
Oh.
So I'm just like,
ugh. So you like to keep yourself open to, to things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, what were you saying? You don't go out anymore? What is that all about?
I don't really go out anymore here. I know. I don't really. I don't care. If it's a major event, then okay. But I just don't care. Like, what's the point of going to a club? What?
I don't know, but you seem to be everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's, if I go out, it's because I went with a group of people I was had a meeting with or something. But yeah, no, uh-huh. I don't go out anymore. If
really?
Well, when football season starts, that's mm-hmm. going to change.
Yeah, all the sports bars and everything.
Because I go to the sports, but that's just Sundays and Mondays.
Yeah.
You know, some Thursdays mm-hmm. eventually in November. But
yeah.
I mean, it's just, yeah, Sunday all day mm-hmm. and Monday night.
Right.
You'll see me at a sports bar. You'll find me there. Well, actually, we just ordered DirecTV. We got the NFL package, which comes today. Pretty stoked. Yeah, you know what? DirecTV has this new special for everyone out there listening. Okay, so we have Dish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, DirecTV, which we all love, has the NFL package. Mm. And normally it's like an extra $300 for the package.
Wow.
They're offering.
Much?
Yeah, but you get every.
What, a month or a year?
Total. You get every game there is. Because normally you have to go to a bar and only bars have it.
Right.
So, and most of the time my games are on the East Coast. So I don't get those games all the time unless I'm at a freaking bar. So that's like, because they only play local games.
Right.
You know, like on regular TV here. So I'm like, well, I want all the East Coast stuff, you know? So we order the package and we're so excited because DirecTV right now is offering, if you have Dish or whatever else you have, they will not only pay your cancellation fee at the $200.
Wow.
They will give you the NFL packet for free.
Wow.
So we were like, sign us up.
Yeah.
You know, and we asked Dish what our cancellation was, and it's $150.
Oh.
And DirecTV is giving us $200 no matter what.
Really?
So we just got an extra $50 we're going to pocket, and we're putting it towards, well, the first month, you know, whatever.
Wow.
Which is great. And, yeah, it's awesome. And then we get the packet for free, and I'm like, why wouldn't we do this?
Yeah.
Plus, I like DirecTV better anyway because I like the way you can order things more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
I
mean,
don't know how that works. I have cable, so I'm not sure.
Oh.
How,
say, I like Dish because I like how, you know, I like ordering pay-per-view and I like all the movies, but I feel like DirecTV is easier to finagle. And maybe it's because I've known it. Like, my TV show has been DirecTV, so I was partial to it. Maybe it's because I had it for so many years. I just know what channels are what.
Yeah.
And Dish is still confusing to me. Where, for example, it has to turn off every single day. Like, it has to turn off to reboot. And I'm like, that's weird to reboot the signal. And DirecTV doesn't do that.
Mm.
Like, I could leave the music on my room all day long and it would never turn off. It just reboots when it does.
Right.
And I'm like, Dish, it turns off. Like, at the same time every day, you have to program it for a certain time. And I'm like, this is really annoying.
Yeah,
it's super annoying.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, what the hell? It's the 21st century. Who needs to do that?
I don't know.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm excited about...
But this network offered that commercial skipping now, right?
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah. And they've gotten in trouble because of it, because the networks pay for the commercials, and there it's going to fast forward automatically for you.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know. I don't even know about that. That's really cool. Is that DirecTV or is that just in general?
I think it's Dish.
Dish.
I think.
Oh, really? Because we didn't have that.
No?
No.
Well, I think you had the option of getting it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I'm not sure,
But I mean, anyway, I record most of my shows. Mm. I mean, except for...
We have a phone call.
This would be Wine Away. This is our guest.
Are we expecting our guest?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go back to that in a minute. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Cheryl. You started saying you're from where?
From Wine Away.
From Wine Away.
Oh, okay, cool. I know. We know that, but the listeners don't, so.
Well, I wasn't sure I was going directly on the air, so here we go.
No, there you are, Well, welcome to the show. Where are you calling
Thank
us
you
from?
Thank you so much.
Where are you calling us from today?
Walla Walla, Washington.
That just sounds fun to say, Walla Walla.
I know.
I know. Everybody loves it.
It must be beautiful up there in Washington, huh?
Today it is really, really nice. It's been very hot, like 100 degrees. But, and, you know, a lot of people confuse Walla Walla with the west side of the state, and we're in the southeastern corner, so we get four seasons and perfect for growing grapes and making wine.
Oh, nice.
That
wow.
sounds great.
Yeah. How do you pick a place like that to live? I mean, out of all places in the world. Did you grow up there or did you move there later?
We moved here about 40-some years ago for business reasons and my husband's business. And we just absolutely love it here. It's about 30,000 people, sort of a destination.
That's cool.
You know, you come to Walla Walla to taste wine and do, it's historical. Very, very pretty town. Great place to raise our kids.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about the company and the product.
Well, actually, I'll tell you how I discovered it first. So this is, I went. I was. I went. You know, to a bunch of wineries and. And I had a blast. I was there, and I was at this one place, and I'm wearing. You know, when you wear a white dress, you and you're drinking red wine. What's gonna happen?
It's a magnet.
Exactly. It's gonna happen, especially me. I'm a klutz. So. It went all over me. And this lady, I forget the name of the place now. I don't know if you remember it because I was telling you about it.
Parrish Wine Company.
It was Parrish Wines. And the lady behind there said, oh, I have this great product. Try it. It'll get it out instantly. And I was like, yeah, right. And so I took it and I sprayed it on. And I was like, whoa, it got lighter. Whoa, one more spray. It's gone. And it was Wine Away.
Really?
And I was like, I found it so fascinating. I was so excited. Yeah. And then I was eating chocolate while I was there, too, because they served chocolate. on the counter, I'm not even kidding, and within 5-10 minutes later, I had chocolate all over my white dress, and I'm like, this is not, and then I looked at it, and I go, I wonder if this will work, and I sprayed it on it, and it came out.
Really?
Yes, and I was like, oh my God, this is the best product ever, and so I wound up contacting her, and then that's how.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have to rub the material, or you just spray on it?
I sprayed it, and it got lighter and lighter for the wine, for the chocolate, same thing, and then I just rubbed it a little bit, and it came out, and so I'm like, this is amazing.
Wow.
Yes.
So Cheryl,
well, we love stories like that. Yeah. You know, that just makes our day.
I'm sure. Cheryl, how did you guys get started on this? How did this come up? This idea?
Well, we've been in business now for 17 and a half years, and we were actually working with a product that would be more of a multi-purpose cleaner. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was what we were testing and developing it for, and when we discovered that it worked so well on wine, red wine. We kind of went back to the drawing table and said, hey, you know, maybe this is a better way to go. Mm-hmm. So the reason that it, and it, you know, we tweaked it a little bit more so that it really does an amazing job on red wine, but it also works on a lot of other stains. It's just that we chose that niche market to go into.
Right.
But it does work on almost all red stains, including blood.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you get it, you know, before it's you know, really old.
Right.
And it works on grease and
oily
fruit stains. It does. I use it as a pre-wash. I mean, in addition, of course, I have access to a lot of it. But I keep a bottle right next to my washing machine, and I use it as a pre-wash on everything.
That's a really good
idea. And, it's a great product. And like I say, we've been around, and we've gotten some wonderful write-ups over the years in Good Housekeeping and Food and Wine, Gourmet Magazine. And these weren't paid ads. These were the editors, you know, we sent them a sample. They tested it. They liked it and wrote about it, which we consider like the best of advertising.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
word of mouth.
I think, consumers really are impressed with that. So anyway, we've been very fortunate. We are... we actually sell internationally into the UK, Germany, Spain, Portugal, South Africa.
Wow.
So we've expanded our market, too.
That's so great.
Wonderful.
And I know, I discovered this product, and I was like, everybody needs to know about this.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, I really appreciate you giving us this opportunity. I really do.
Absolutely.
And I had, like I say, all of a sudden I lost my train of thought. Anyway,
it's okay. You have beautiful packaging for the product as well. You know, there's
thank you.
There's
yeah.
purse size and there's large sizes as well. So I see some products that actually look like a bottle that looks like bleach or something. Is this how you would use it, like in the machine, in the washing machine?
Oh, that's just a gallon size. That's for really big spillers.
Okay.
And so they'll get the 12 ounce and then they'll buy a gallon to go with it so they can just refill their bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
You certainly could add it to your wash if you wanted to. It will probably boost your cleaning, but that's not the market that we have actually gone into.
Right.
But it contains no bleach and no phosphates. It's biodegradable. So it's a product that you can use, you know, on your carpet, and your pets and your kids can walk around on it and not feel like it's going to, you know, harm them.
Right. Now, I see that you have several different products here. Well, Wine Away and then Red Erase and Stain Removal. What's Red Erase? Is that similar?
Red Erase is a product very similar to Wine Away, but our target market, our demographic is children's stains. And so we brought it out. Oh, we've probably been in business about 7-8 years, and thought, you know, this works so well on children's stains as well as red wine. Let's see what that market, you know, how it goes. Mm-hmm. Did not grow as fast as because there are a lot of children's stain removers on the market. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, even though there are more red wine stain removers on the market now, ours still comes out on top when we do. You know, we do actually, and we always test. You know, mm-hmm. if a new one comes out, we always test side by side with Wine Away, and have been, you know, very, very, you know, feel confident that we can recommend Wine Away over the others.
Yeah. So now, did you have to have any background in chemistry, you or your husband or anything like this, or did you totally hire other people?
Actually, my husband has more of the background in chemistry, and he worked with us as we were moving through this. And like I say, it was, we kind of thought all-purpose cleaner, but again, there are, you know, hundreds of all-purpose cleaners out there, and plus you're going up against, you know, Procter & Gamble and mm-hmm. some of the big boys.
Right.
So this, we started out in, just in wineries in, along the California coast, and mm-hmm. then the wine industry, I mean, it has just taken off. There is not mm-hmm. one state, including Alaska, that doesn't have a winery in it.
Really?
So,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, they yeah. obviously don't grow the grapes there, but,
yeah.
but they do. Yeah, so yeah. we're probably, you'll find Wine Away in, I would say, 85 to 90% of the wineries that are here in the United States.
Oh, great job, great job. You must have a good
Thank
marketing
you.
Team, sure. okay, so the website is wineaway.com. And,
right.
And can people get this,
in
well, I'm sure on your
or,
website.
Yeah, on the website. What about stores? Are they sold in any local stores?
Yes. Well, you're probably going to want more national mm-hmm. stores. I don't
Wait
know if you're
minute.
Familiar
yeah.
with Sur La Table. It's spelled
oh, yeah.
kind of like Sur La Table.
Yep.
Right. Sur La Table carries it.
Yeah, there's
well,
a whole
actually,
page.
Never mind. Yeah. I just realized it's Oliver.
Yeah. Your page. Yeah, your page is full like, of logos and stuff. So apparently you're everywhere.
Yeah.
Drugstore.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our distributors have done an amazing job
mm-hmm.
placing
right.
the product throughout the United States. And so we're, you know, we, and then of course we have our in-house accounts as well. So
mm-hmm.
if you have a customer or, that wants to find Wine Away, they can call us on our 800 number
mm-hmm.
and we are happy to direct them to a location nearby.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Sounds good. Well, this is a fascinating product, you know, and...
I'm telling you, like,
yeah.
to get the red wine out of me.
I mean,
and then the chocolate,
removal, yeah.
I had chocolate all over me, all over my dress.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
yeah.
and it was, we were going
That's
out to...
That's a tough one, too.
Yeah, and it came right
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's a very...
Yeah.
We were going out to dinner afterwards, and I was like, oh, no, are you serious? I have to change, and it came right out.
Right.
I was amazed.
Now, what about grease? Is it... Can anything remove grease?
I don't know.
Actually, if you treat it before you wash it,
mm-hmm.
Treat it with Wine Away, and then let it sit for about 5 minutes, and you might want to just top it off with your liquid detergent or whatever before you throw it in.
Right.
But it does a really good job on grease.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
okay. Because when I eat, I get messy sometimes.
I think that I kind of have that problem, too. But, you know, I need a large napkin.
Yeah.
But we've had some great, I sent you an email this morning. I don't know
okay.
whether you received it. But I know you have a friend who's getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a picture of a bride who's spilled wine all the way down her dress. And the photographer
oh,
just happened to be there to catch it. And so the caterer had Wine Away and was able to remove it before the first dance.
Oh,
so
wow.
there's a before and after picture, which is really fun.
Oh, my God, that's
So it's
amazing.
A great product for a bride to have in her emergency kit.
That's going to be
true,
great.
Yeah.
It's I'm talking about Rachel Riley, who I was saying she's getting
oh,
married.
Right.
She's actually going to, I'm going to
yeah.
try to get her on the show beforehand. But, yeah, she's so swamped with her wedding plans, and then WeTV's filming it, so it's really great. But she's going to be so excited when she sees this in part of her gift bags.
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're happy to send it.
Yeah.
We're happy
Thank
to send
you.
It.
Absolutely.
So.
And there are... what's the word I'm looking for? I mean,
I don't know.
There's yeah.
I'm not sure.
There's ones that are smaller that you can take with you. You
yeah,
know,
you
so.
Got the emergency kit.
Right, there's
portable.
A couple of smaller. There's there is a 2 ounce bottle which you know you can go right through the security at the airport. All of these would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a cute little tin that has two little mini mist vials in it,
mm-hmm.
and and another purse size. We kind of try to, you know, make sure that there's a size that you can carry, because nobody wants to haul around a great big bottle with it in their purse.
Exactly.
So this is a good way to go.
Yeah, this is cool. And I really love your packaging. I said that and I'm saying it again.
Thank you. I really
appreciate packaging, and you guys did a great job of taking...
Well, I give credit to my daughter. She's the...
Really?
She really has done a lot of work with the packaging. And, you know, we've been moving offices here. And so in the process, I'm cleaning out files and came across some of the, you know, the older packaging that we started with and how we've evolved. And I think she's just done a super job.
Amazing. Wow. Amazing. So it is essentially a family business.
Mm-hmm. Definitely is a family business. Mm, yeah.
Awesome.
It's a daughter-daughter. And we've had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We really have. And it's good that we have a good relationship, because otherwise that doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't always work at all.
Exactly.
but we do. And she's, like I say, she's a WSU, Washington State University grad, and she graduated in marketing and communications, and she's just done an amazing job.
Wonderful.
That's great. Congratulations to you guys. It's an amazing product.
A well-rounded family, and obviously you hit the... a really good niche, I think, and this is cool.
Do you want to give everyone your Twitter and your Facebook and everything?
I think it's all on their website, right?
Oh,
might as well.
Okay.
Yeah, might as well people go on the website.
Yeah, wineaway.com.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah,
because
people
good.
Probably won't remember all the Facebook and Twitter. And
okay.
Stuff.
And then the 800 number is 888-WINEAWAY, it's easy to remember.
That's so great.
Yeah. And wineaway.com, of course. And Cheryl, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you. I of really course. Appreciate you letting us come on.
Absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
Thank
we al- we always right. bring on people that have, that Brigetta thinks have exceptional products. So.
Yeah.
Well, we like I say, we really appreciate it. And I'll look forward to, sending some stuff out for your friend and
awesome.
And see how they like it.
Perfect.
Wonderful. Thank you,
Cheryl.
I'll be in touch
soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Brigetta.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
That
is cool stuff.
Now I'm thinking, too, I was just thinking, like, I should have asked her. I wonder if we have crab feasts a lot, and we get, what's that stuff, like Old Bay, like all over us, we're just covered in it.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would take that out, too, I would assume.
It probably takes out everything.
Because it's like orange stains, you know,
yeah.
Like, I bet you it would. But it's a little bit of grease sometimes, too, from, like, the oil and the vinegar. Yeah, I bet you it would.
Mm.
Let's see, that's a cool way to market it,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Going with the seafood.
But they've done a good job, you
they've
know?
Done
I mean,
a great
they come from
yeah.
a small town and everything.
Yep.
You know, it's definitely a niche, and they managed to do it.
Yeah,
know.
They're a really great product.
Yeah,
it's really amazing.
It's amazing. Well, thank you for bringing it to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, wait till you try it, because I'm going to give you some, and you're going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Sounds good, yeah. So what we were talking about, the DirecTV thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the $300 is that not per month, right? That's for
no,
the whole season
total,
or something?
No, for the season, yeah.
For the season.
Yeah.
$300, fuck, that's a lot of money to spend on football.
I mean, no, it's not. Because if you think about it, you're going out to the bars,
right.
and you're going to be spending that much in a bar over the
that's
entire
true.
Season.
Yeah.
You know, if not more. Every time you go to a bar, it's like, you know, $10 a drink.
Right.
You're going to, the game's, you know, 3 hours. So you're definitely going to have more right. than one drink usually.
And you're going to get a lot of use out of it because there's a couple of you, right? I mean,
right.
you know,
but
so everybody
think about
watches.
It. You go to a bar for a 3-hour game. You're going to buy food and you're going to buy a couple of drinks. You're going to spend at least $50 a person.
Right, that's true.
20 to 50 a person every yeah. time you every Sunday and Monday that you go and watch the games, because we have to go out because we don't get the games that we want to watch,
really?
You know?
Yeah.
So, we're saving money technically because we could buy a bottle of liquor and stay in our house. Or if we're at home, we're not as apt to be drinking. We're
right.
just watching the game and eating nachos or something, you know, that we have in the house, rather
right.
than going out and spending and tipping on top of it. And then, you know, and
yeah.
I mean, though it is fun, I like going out for like the big games,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if we're playing some big teams, I like going out to talk shit.
Yeah, and there's people around and stuff, you
yeah.
know, cheering and all that.
Exactly. And
cool.
and I'm a big shit talker when it comes to football. Like, you should see my tweets. Like, I am cool all year round. And when it comes to football season,
uh-huh.
I get ruthless.
Really?
Yeah, I get really mean.
That's true. I remember from you were talking about
yeah.
that before, like right before the Super Bowl.
Oh, I get awful.
Yeah.
I get so mean.
Yeah.
But it's because I'm such a hardcore fan.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge NFL fan.
Right.
So I just get really mad.
But I mean, do you excited about other teams other than yours?
No.
Yeah. So why?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I do like the Saints. I mean, you know, Ravens are the only team that's amazing. But, right. I mean, I do like the Saints. Drew Brees is one of my favorite quarterbacks out there. I really love him to death. And I really like, you know, their team in second. Mm. And I appreciate other teams. I appreciate, you know, talent in other players. Of course, you have to. But there are certain teams that I can't stand, like Schittsburg. and you know, like you're just, I basically just don't. Yeah. I don't like them. I don't like the cheaters, Patriots. I don't, you know, yeah. I don't like the crazy Giants who start shit for no reason. Like whatever. But you know, they're not the games that I'm gonna go out to watch unless we're playing them. Now, if right. we're playing them, I'm probably gonna go to a bar because I know it's gonna be a true battle, and it's gonna be interesting to see what other people's. It's gonna be shit talking in a bar. It'll be funny.
Yeah.
You know. And it's not that we don't get in arguments or fights, but it's like shit talking going back and forth of who's going to win. And usually we wind up winning. So not usually, but most of the time.
Yeah.
Or it's a very close game, you know, and I know that they're good players and a good team, and I appreciate a good game.
Mm.
So I appreciate people. See, I hate when people are like, oh, you guys suck. Well, don't you have anything more intelligent to say? Why do we suck? What, because we made this move here, that play there, or whatever. Get into, people, like, automatically assume, like, I'm a chick, I don't understand football. And I'm kind of like, and I've gotten in arguments with people before at a bar where I'm like, don't you have anything more intelligent to say?
Yeah.
Maybe, do you even understand football yourself? Or you just think, like, you know, you're all macho because you're wearing a t-shirt that says you do. Like, you know what I mean? You're wearing your team colors. Do you really know any of the players?
Yeah.
Do you know what any of the plays are? Just, do you know their stats? Really? And I'll get into a battle with people, and it's pretty funny because they're like, oh, damn, she actually knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I do, bitches. What? Yeah.
You castrate them a little bit, huh?
I do, slightly, yes. Yeah. They need to lose their manlyhood. Here's the thing. If you can hang in there and you can talk stat, shit talk with me, I'll go at it, and I'll respect you because what you're saying makes sense. But if you're just like, oh, our team sucks, or what – Schittsburg fans usually say is, how many Super Bowl rings do we have? Is that all you can say?
Yeah.
Because...
Well, the Ravens are a relatively new team.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because we're a new team. We haven't been around as long as you've been around.
Right.
So, of course, you've got more, you know, Super Bowl rings or whatever. You know what I mean? Because like, you've been around way longer. You know, and so when it comes to those discussions, I'm like, you're really unintelligent. You're just a stupid redneck. That's what you are. A stupid redneck. Go back to your farming, please. Go shoot some deer. Anyway.
So the season's starting when? Soon?
The season's starting really soon. Yeah, like Labor Day weekend.
The first or second week of September,
I believe our
right?
game, the first game is the 5th, I want to say.
Mm.
September 5th. So, yeah, I'm really stoked. I mean, preseason's already started. You can watch the games, you know, now, which is cool.
And how do you know, like, all the things about them? Do you read up on them or...
ESPN.
ESPN.
Is there any other?
I'm watching. No, because you can read up on them, too, you know?
I don't. I do read a little bit. Yahoo Sports, you know, I have my fantasy league, so that's drafting soon. So, you know, you read a lot on your fantasy. I watch ESPN when I'm at the gym. You know, I like ESPN.
Yeah. So you're saying that ESPN plays games that are regional? Like, for example, on the West Coast, they'll play games that we're more interested in?
Well, right now, it's...
I thought that was like the networks, like CBS, NBC, and stuff.
They
used to do that. But I think with cable, with ESPN, I thought...
It really depends.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, with like, your local channels, it's all local. With ESPN, it's the bigger games, the more watched games, the ones that have more fans. So it's going to be like Cowboys. Or teams that have been around longer, you know, like Patriots, Cowboys.
I know,
Schiffer.
They're still trying to hold on to the Cowboys as America's team, but they haven't been in fucking 30 years, you know?
You know, because they...
You know, but people
still
like them.
They've gone through changes,
like them,
I will say. Exactly. Yeah. I've never liked them, ever. I think because... Wait, do we have a phone call?
Yeah, we got a phone call.
I saw you pause.
Yeah.
Really?
Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, is this Jackson Truth Radio?
Jackson Truth Radio.
Hello?
No, it's not Jackson Truth Radio at all. you're looking for Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're not here anymore. I don't know where they are, but they're not here anymore. So you called into the wrong show.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay, no problem. Where are you calling from?
Just hang up. Just hang up. Talk, yeah. She's retarded.
I like to get people to talk sometimes, but, you know.
Yeah, no, she was an idiot. You could tell. Oh, my God. Is this Jackson? She's my hand. Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. If you, my bad. I would be like, my bad. Like, yeah. I hang up right away, you know. Or maybe I would talk to you, but, I mean, you could tell she was an idiot.
I like to humor them sometimes. You're right. You're right. She's an idiot.
You could tell.
You can't take it anywhere.
I was like looking at you like, just hang up on the bitch. Yeah. Hang up on the dumb bitch. Please. Don't pain me with her.
Oh, well. So, did you hear that Tony Scott's family is saying that he did not have cancer?
What?
Yeah, that, you know, the guy that jumped off the
bridge.
Right,
yeah, I know who that is. Yeah. What do you mean he didn't
have cancer? They're saying that he didn't have brain cancer, so they're disputing that. So,
what?
You know, yeah, he left a couple notes. I don't know what the notes said, but, you know, I mean, it was suicide for sure, but, you know.
He didn't.
So people assume
he just wanted to kill himself?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying that the family is disputing the report that he suffered from brain cancer.
Maybe so, he just didn't want it leaked out.
Yeah. So, yeah, so
I
mean,
it sounds better when you say you have brain cancer and you committed suicide.
Right, yeah.
We were talking about that yesterday. Like, I mean, I don't think you should commit suicide, but I mean, I understand why you did it.
Right.
If it's brain cancer and it's inoperable and everything, then I understand it more. Right. But if you just did it, then you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, not necessarily. I mean, he could have been depressed anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's very hard. It's very hard to judge people like that, you know? I mean, I've been times in my life where I was so low that I was thinking about it, you know?
I think everyone goes through moments of that at some point in their life.
That's true, you know? And the thing is that to actually go through with it is really
scary. It's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really
thing.
Scary, but it just tells you how painful it becomes when you're that depressed, you know?
Right.
It becomes, like, physically painful.
Yeah,
and I know, I've been there, man. It's not a great place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so he directed, I guess, Top Gun and Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah, he did
and,
a lot.
Yeah.
He did so much.
And for those who don't know, he's the brother of Ridley Scott, who's more known than he is.
Which I wonder why that is, because, you know, Tony Scott's done so many more movies, I feel like. Like, known good movies. Like, Top Gun? Mm. Like, that's huge. Days of Thunder? A lot of the
those
Will,
are huge, but...
A lot of the
know,
Will
but
Smith
Ridley
movies.
Scott, but Ridley Scott did Blade Runner and Gladiator and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not as many.
Alien.
Yeah, I guess he did Alien. That's true.
Yeah, he's done some that's big true. Movies.
I mean, they both have.
Yeah, Black Hawk Down was his as well.
Oh,
did
I was
you ever
kidding.
See that movie?
That was good, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is? I think Ridley Scott was more in the 90s, and Tony Scott was more in the 80s.
In the 80s, yeah.
And well, I mean, don't get
probably,
me wrong. I mean,
yeah.
He started more in the 80s and was bigger in the 80s.
Yeah.
But
it's just too bad at 68, you know, your life is almost over and to have to end it like that.
Almost
I mean,
over?
Well,
that is such,
you know.
Oh my God, a Debbie Downer. You don't have much time left.
Well, you know, relatively speaking, you know.
I guess.
I mean, what, the average of people's age is about 80 or something? He's
is
68,
it?
So that would be about 12 years, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have much left when you're 68.
Okay.
You know. Wow, how depressing, man.
Yeah.
So he jumped from that bridge. You said it wasn't big. That's a big bridge. It's San
I don't
Pedro.
Think, I mean,
a huge fucking
I don't
bridge.
Think you would
and I was
die
thinking
from
about
the
it.
Impact, though.
I think you would die from the impact just fine.
I don't
it's
know.
Yeah, I mean, the water is like fucking surface, you know? I mean, think about when you jump, when you dive off a diving board and you don't hit the water right, how painful it can be.
Belly flop?
Yeah, belly flop or something like that. Or if you fall on your back, you know, it's you can feel it. So imagine, you know, flying for from a few hundred feet, man. Fuck, you know, you drop from there and you're done.
Hmm.
But, yeah. How did they even know he was there, that he jumped and everything? You think people see it, like witnesses
and
stuff?
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Witnesses saw him jump, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Because I can't imagine. I mean, I wonder if it's like all his body parts spread all over the place. I mean, that's some fucking impact.
No. No, his body part. No way.
You don't think so?
No, you just break
from
the
an
inside.
Impact like that?
No, not at all. It's not even that high. Mm. That's what I'm saying. No.
It is high. I'm going to show you a picture of it.
I saw a picture of it, and I've been over
You've been
it.
On it, right?
Yeah, it's not that high. I'm sorry. I'm used to like East Coast places. That's high.
Yeah.
You know, like or even the San Francisco Bridge. Like that is high. I mean, that's not that high. That's actually not that high. But that I would understand.
Mm.
You jumped from that. no, body parts aren't going to go flying, but you will break every bone, like, hitting the impact. It's like hitting cement, you know?
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, no, no.
Okay.
There's no body parts flying off. No. You're, wow, really? You watch a lot of movies, don't you?
No, not at all, man.
Yeah,
I read a lot of books, but I don't watch a lot of movies. I used to love movies so much. I mean, I still do. It's just I can't get into them, man. We have a movie sitting around for 3 weeks.
Really?
On a fucking DVR and on the DVD, and we haven't even played it yet. Yeah. I don't have the patience to sit there, you know, and that's why I'm thinking if I go to a theater, then I'll sit through it. You know, it's more like conducive to watching the whole movie. But...
Okay.
But theaters have got too expensive for me. I'm just not spending $50 for a couple.
It
to
is
go to
ridiculous
a movie for 2 hours, you know.
You know what's really ridiculous though right now?
But actually, we spend that on going to dinner. You know, I mean, we might as well. You know, who cares?
Here's what's even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need to watch what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
But okay, so I bought this water called Zyko water. It's amazing.
Oh, it's water?
Yeah,
it's packaged like milk or something,
it's
right?
It's coconut water.
Oh, okay.
So it's chocolate-flavored coconut water. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, whatever. I love it. Anyway, my point is the packaging in it. Mm-hmm. It's you know, it's recyclable and everything, and they've got this little plastic thing in the middle. Now, mm-hmm. I've drank it. It's pretty tall. It's, you know, it's a liter. But the very bottom, there's about, you know, an inch left of coconut water at the very bottom.
Mm.
Now, I can't get it out.
Why?
Because the way this stupid bottle is shaped, the when I switch to one side and I switch to the other, the water just skips over it.
Right. So the spout needs to be on the side.
It doesn't come out the hole.
Yeah.
This is the most annoying thing ever, and it's a waste of product, and it pisses me off.
Right. You should write them about
it. I should and be like, you guys are freaking idiots. I mean... Come on, design something. Or it's like you need a straw with it or whatever.
Yeah, or something.
So annoying because I want the last inch of, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Can you hear this?
Does it taste good?
You hear this?
Yeah.
That's how much is left and it won't come out. Look.
It's not coming out.
Nothing. And I'm sitting here like a kid, like a retard, feeling like an idiot, trying to get this out. And I'm like, this looks ridiculous. I mean, it's science, clearly, because you can't, like, what the hell? These people are dumb. I really like Zyko water. I think it's honestly think it's one of the best coconut waters out there. But you guys are freaking idiots.
Yeah. How many are out there?
What?
A lot? Like coconut water?
There's a lot of coconut waters out there. Now, the reason I like this one the best is because this one doesn't have a lot of calcium. And I can't have too much calcium.
Mm.
It doesn't agree with my body unless there's way more magnesium in it. So this one has...
How did you figure out all that? Did a doctor tell you that? I mean, how do you know that about your body?
Because I used to get sick and throw up with calcium.
Really?
And then...
And how do you know it's from the calcium?
Because every time I drink calcium or extra... If I drink orange juice, I'm fine. But if I drink extra calcium in the orange juice, puke.
Oh, really?
And then I discovered in Europe, I would get sick all the time from the water. And I looked at it and I'm like, oh, because it's all calcium. Minerals everywhere. And Evian water makes me sick. I mean, a lot of them make me sick. Unless there's a magnesium balance. And I didn't understand the magnesium actually counteracts the calcium. And that was the doctor that told me that.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm okay if there's more magnesium. And I tried it. I was like, yeah, right. But I tried it and it works.
Right.
So if there's way more magnesium than calcium, then I'm fine.
Yeah.
But because it balances it out and counteracts it. But yeah. And there's a lot of different coconut waters out there.
Yeah.
And I like Vita Coco as well. They're pretty good. They have, you know, peach flavored and mango flavored. And it's pretty good. But... The chocolate-flavored coconut water is amazing, and it's good for you. I mean, it's got, you know, it's very replenishing. Mm. Like, if I'm super thirsty and you're drinking a ton of water, it's just kind of going through you, especially when you're working out. It's not really staying because you need the salt. You need some kind of, like, potassium in, like, in it that helps in the salt, sodium. So if you're drinking coconut water after a workout, this actually keeps replenishes the salt that you lost into your sweat. And the potassium with your muscles from working out, it puts it back in your body. So then you can drink water after, and your water stays in you. That's if you get dehydrated easily, like I do.
Right.
So
are you saying you even have trouble like drinking like Evian water?
Oh, I can't drink it. I can't.
Really?
And what's funny is you can actually...
And it's just water.
When you become used to drinking regular water, like, and I'm talking like even today I made a comment on Trader Joe water. I'm used to drinking, and they actually did a study of all the waters. And believe it or not, Ralph's and Kirkland water are actually the better waters for you on pH levels.
Really?
They're more alkaline. They're more alkaline balanced for whatever reason. And they're the cheapest ones. Mm. When you're buying smart water, it's less alkaline. I think it's more acidic, but it's got electrolytes in it. So I like smart water, but it's more acidic. And then there's the Evian water that I can taste the minerals in it. I can actually taste it. It's oily. It's more oily.
Really?
If you were to do a taste test and pour a bunch of different waters and mix it all up and only you knew what was what, I would be able to pick out which ones had minerals in it or not.
Really?
Yep. I can just, I tell that quickly. It's the way the water feels. It's more oily. And then today I tried Trader Joe's water because my girlfriend brought water to the gym and I forgot water. And she's like, here, try this. And I'm expecting it to taste, you know, like Kirkland water or, you know, like the Sam's Club or whatever water. And it tastes oily. And I was like, oh, this has got a lot of minerals in it. And she's like, no, it's spring water, which normally is okay, I would think. And I tried it. And I'm like, no, there's a lot of minerals in here. And she's like, I don't think so. I'm like, it's oily. It's like pond water. It actually had a weird aftertaste to it.
Wow.
And it was literally like
It's amazing that you can detect that.
Yeah. Know? And if I go camping, I mean, I camp a lot too, so I've tried different waters. It's like the water I pull out of a pond from camping. That's what it tasted like, you know, in the Trader Joe's water. And maybe that's what they did because it's Trader Joe's. But it tasted like it, and I was like, this has a lot of certain mineral in it. I'm not sure what it is. Mm. It's kind of oily, and I'm not sure I should drink it. And she's like, well, I drink it every day. I'm like, I get you drink it. My body doesn't agree with a lot of minerals. Mm. Too much isn't good. I don't want to do it. So it was really weird. Mm. So no more Trader Joe's water. Mm. That was my experience.
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, but once you become accustomed to a certain time, certain kind, you pay attention to it.
Right.
Pay attention. I know it's water, but pay attention to the texture. Because eventually, like, I can tell what minerals or if it's got too much in it.
Mm.
I know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't drink a lot of water. For me, water is Diet Coke. But, you know,
ew.
At the same time, that's how I hydrate.
That's disgusting.
Why?
Because you know what it does to your body. Let me just explain
it
this
to you. It doesn't matter what it does to my body. I like it.
Okay.
It's thirst quenching.
You're addicted. It's not thirst quenching because you always need more.
No,
but I will
that's not true.
Say this.
Yeah.
So when I had my battery on my car was exploding from the acid, I went and you get soda, you get Coke, and you pour it on your battery, and guess what? It clears the battery acid off your battery. That's how mechanics clean your battery. Yep. It's also what police use to clean blood off of the streets is soda. Mm. So if it does that to clean blood stains off of a street and battery acid, and I'll show you, I'll give you a video. I've videoed it, and it might be on my Facebook, actually, of what it did. That's what it's doing to your inside of your stomach.
Mm.
So if it can do it to a street and asphalt, and it can do it to battery acid, think of how delicate your insides of your stomach are, and that's what it's doing without you realizing. It may taste great, but over the years, there are holes that are going to be that are inside your stomach because of it.
I've never heard of that before.
Google
holes
it.
in your stomach?
It's going to cause ulcers, and yes, it causes many problems later on in life if you drink it every day.
Mm. Okay.
And it's an addiction because of the caffeine.
It is. No, it's not caffeine.
And the sugar and the
taste and the carbon.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's also the syrup that's used.
Yeah. Probably,
yeah. Which is really bad for you, too.
But there's no sugar, you know, so... But
the corn syrup, that's sugar. It's a lot of sugar. Yeah. The corn syrup that's used, that's syrup.
So how do they get no calories in it, in the Diet Coke?
That I'm not sure, but there's syrup that's used in it. And in fact, for example, I've worked in a restaurant, so I don't know if you've ever worked in one or it's been years, I'm sure. But when you, at night, you turn off the syrups so that the soda, the carbonation runs, and then you turn off the syrup. Have you ever had, or maybe when you go to a restaurant and you were like, this doesn't taste right, it's because the syrup's not on all the way.
Right.
They have to turn the syrup on to run at the same time with the carbonation, and that's how you get the soda.
Right.
So it's the syrup flavor.
Right.
That has
corn
syrup.
But maybe they make that with
it's
the
aspartame. It's high fructose corn syrup.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay, what can I say? You know, I mean, that's one of the vices that I have. What can I do, you know?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Any other lectures you need today?
No.
You sure about that?
I get fucking lectured all day and night. Enough for me.
I'm seriously like so mad at this carton right now. I want to rip it open. I need to figure a way to get scissors. I want the last bit. This is like...
Just go and fucking buy another one.
I don't want to buy another one when there's an inch left. of coconut water in here, and I'm not an idiot.
What if you pour it in a cup? It'll come out.
No, I don't. It won't. If it won't pour in my mouth, why would it pour in a cup?
I don't know, because you can kind of shake it.
I'm shaking it in my mouth. Did you not see what I was doing a minute ago? That sounded really sexual, but whatever. I was shaking it any way I could to get it out of the carton into my mouth. It's not going to pour in my mouth. It's not going to pour in a cup. I need a straw, or I'm going to slice this bitch open, which is what I'm about to do. Well, as soon as we get off the air,
okay, calm down,
I'm
relax.
Going open,
it's only a fucking bottle of water.
It open. Actually, I can make a cool cup out of it. I cut right down the middle.
It's a cool bottle, yeah. Made of paper.
It is.
Yeah, it's anyway. Cool. All right, that's it for today. Brigetta, thank you. Try to calm down a little bit.
I haven't even had coffee yet.
All right, everyone, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.